Father, we ask again for insight in your word. Please help us, teach us, show us your word in its clarity and its truth in the name of Jesus. Amen. So, we're going to talk about stewardship. But biblical stewardship requires planning for the future. But you can't just only plan for the future. You must maintain balance in your priorities in the present. And many people need to learn this. But while I'm trying to steward for the future, I must have the right balance of in my priorities in the present. Every single one of us needs to conserve for the future. And not just our future, but for future generations. That mindset has to be in each and every single one of us. And let me tell you the truth. The earlier you start, the better. If you don't start early, later will show you that you need to do it. But ultimately, you cannot escape it. Now, when I speak about resources individually, every one of us, at least, you have these different resources in your life. Time, money, and energy. Time, money, and energy. These need to be handled well for what we call your posterity, for the future. Okay? So that they survive destruction today and something can be left behind. Not just surviving destruction, but so that they can survive complete consumption and have something left in the future. Biblically, a story that presents this mindset to us is that of Joseph. I'm never know Joseph in the Bible. Genesis 41. So Pharaoh has a dream. Everybody knows a dream. And he looks for an interpreter. And there was no interpreter found who could do it. And Joseph is gotten out of prison. Interprets this dream. And bottom line it says, there shall be 7 years of plenty. And they shall be followed by 7 years of famine. There'll be what? 7 years of plenty, which shall be followed by 7 years of famine. So, Pharaoh asks, what shall we do? And Joseph goes ahead to give this advice. Genesis 41, verse 34 to 36. Can you run there quickly? Genesis 41, verse 34 to 36. Joseph says, let Pharaoh proceed to appoint overseers over the land and take 1/5 of the produce of the land of Egypt during the 7 plentiful years, and let them gather all the food of these good years that are coming and store up grain under the authority of Pharaoh for food in the cities, and let them keep it. That food shall be a reserve for the land against the 7 years of famine that are to occur in the land of Egypt, so that the land may not perish through the time of famine. So it says, while we have abundance in 7 years, everything is producing, collect all the food from all over the country and take 1/5 of it and store it up for when the famine comes. Now we know the story. 7 years came of good and plenty, and they were followed by 7 years of famine. Well, guess who survived? Only those who had kept. In fact, the scripture tells us in that story that the whole world came to Egypt to buy grain. Because the famine ate up everywhere in the world in that context. And everybody had to come to the one who saved for the time of famine. Life is in seasons. Life has seasons of plenty and seasons of famine. What can that mean for you? What are the seasons of plenty? Well, seasons of plenty could be when you have a good job, when your health is good, when you have multiple surplus income, everything is working fine. That can be a season of plenty. There's something about plenty I still don't understand up to today. Maybe someone will help me with this. That can create the impression in people that things will always be like this. I don't know what it is about it that it gives people that it almost even goes into arrogance. That nothing could ever go off. Even yesterday, a man was narrating to me a story just yesterday. No, it was Friday evening. How he was earning a lot of money just before COVID, and then COVID happened. He had this, when especially people who get money every day, and there is a way you see how you're getting money. There's work he was doing. He's telling me now, I am sleeping here with, he's in his 40s. But he's staying with younger people like 19 and what? He's a squatter. He can't take care of his children. But he was telling us there was a time when there was plenty. So those are the seasons. It may not just be resources, finances. It may be your health. But then a season of famine would come. What does that mean? Someone lost their job. Someone fell ill. Unexpected expenses. Sickness may be the worst thing that makes people poor in a short time I've ever seen. I don't think there's anything like that. I don't know who said that. Many people are one health crisis away from poverty. Do you know a person can spend 1 week in hospital and it costs about 100 million? Did you know that? Here in Uganda. And I'm not saying it can happen, it's going to happen to you, but something like when someone's kidneys are failing and they have to do dialysis, and that's something they need to do what, weekly? A procedure can go up to 1 million shillings. One procedure like this to keep a person alive. So, a person could lose their job. A person losing their job could also... But sometimes, some people maybe they have lost their job and they had some money aside. So that can be a season of famine. Sometimes the economy of a country just goes down, and that affects people. Now, again, some Christians have been taught that they're immune to those things. And this is what I want to say. You can believe God you are immune for those things while also preparing yourself. Nobody is forcing you to believe that bad things are going to happen to you. You don't have to. You don't need to make room for it in your prayer or in your thinking. However, that shouldn't stop you from being wise like Joseph. See, when that revelation came to Pharaoh, you know you can get that revelation and go to pray against the famine. And maybe there's a place for that. But this time, really and many times, the most wise thing to do is to prepare for the famine. So what do? You store up. Listen to me, young people like me. Do not waste your years of plenty. And for the love of God, I hope we are not thinking only money. Remember, I've told you time. What else?
energy, especially when you're young. When you're younger, there are certain ages you start to cross, and to feel good, you have to do serious work. And right now, I have to live in such a way to prepare my body, to handle my body in my 50s and my 60s. That's not a decision I'll make in my 40s. That's a decision I make now. Sometimes I just take tea without sugar. I never take more than 1 little tablespoon of sugar. I say, no, you're still young. No. The body keeps records of your hopelessness, your foolishness. It keeps all the what? Yeah, and it reminds you. Amen. The older you grow, recovery is not as easy when you're younger. Amen. And young people here, you have never felt your back paining you. Right? You don't even know what backache is. There can be a time when backache is always. Okay. So, in your times of plenty, so youthfulness is plenty. Being young is a time of plenty. Are you listening to me, young people? Being young is a time of plenty. The time you have right now, when you're in school, you only worry about passing. Eh? There may not be any other time in life where your only issue is to pass your exams. So again, you use that time well. So when your resources are plenty, use that time well to plan for a future of scarcity. Amen. And all of us will age. It's not a confession. I cancel it. No, there's no canceling. All of us are going to get older. Hopefully you're making good decisions right now for when you are older. So life operates in seasons. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 6. Talking about the ant. 6 to 11. Proverbs 6. Everybody knows this. I'm going to read from the Lexham translation. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6 to 11. Go to the ant, lazy. Consider its ways and be wise. It has no chief officer or ruler. Yet in the summer, it prepares its food. In the harvest, it gathers its sustenance. Now, everybody here, I think, has watched cartoons. Have you seen them when they are collecting food and they are putting it in a tree? Right? For what? For the winter. Because in the winter, there is no food to collect again. And it can be for months. So that's a time of what? Of famine. There's a time of plenty. Fruits are falling all over the place. Nuts are all over the field. The ant will gather. It will gather. It will gather. You know, that's the wisdom he's talking about. Yeah, now we may think it's about leadership or stuff, but this is really about planning ahead. That every season is not the same, and seasons change. So, don't be lazy. How long will you lie down, lazy? When will you rise up from your sleep? It's not a literal sleep. Little sleep, little slumber, little folding of the hands,
for rest. And what happens? Surely as time is like a robber, shall your poverty come. And what you lack like an armed man. Are you listening to me? Put in work when it is time for work. Don't sleep in that time. Okay, let me extrapolate it. It means read when you're supposed to read. Go to school when you're supposed to go to school. You won't always have the opportunity. Work, learn skills, volunteer when you can volunteer. Grow your skills when you can grow your skills. There's a time these guys could practice overnight. You know, spend the whole day just drumming or learning a skill. Oh, I don't know if he has a luxury now. The time I'll just wake up, go take maybe 2, 3, 4 days away. Just be there. So learn to do things, the right things in season, especially seasons of plenty. How can you practically do it? When there is time of plenty, you do this. You act like there is no plenty. When you have extra money, extra income, don't increase your lifestyle proportionally. Don't just go to Dubai every 3 weeks. Because Zija. Don't buy iPhone 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Meanwhile, you're keeping all of them. It is a time of plenty. So when income is increasing, don't increase your. Save the surplus. Invest it. Don't upgrade everything. Don't what? Don't upgrade everything. Don't start a lifestyle you cannot sponsor without bleeding. Don't start a lifestyle you can only do for 2 months. And some of us tell ourselves foolish. Right? Now, one-offs are good. They're encouraged. But that cannot be your lifestyle. Whew. Let me share this story, honey. I hope you don't mind. My wife and I yesterday went to a certain furniture shop. Ah, there's furniture which is like, you know, like there's furniture which like is in heaven. My God. You guys, I'm telling you the truth. We saw chairs of 48 million. 40 what? Million. But those are chairs. Mama. Yeah, like you say, yeah. There are levels to this. I mean, somebody can enter your living room and say, I see God. I'm talking about those kind of, I'm talking about the kind of seats where you come home and I tell you have a seat and you say, ah, Pastor, I'm okay. And what? I'm okay. God knows I love me a good couch. Right now, that couch. Do you know you could also get 48 million and that doesn't mean you can afford? I forgot who said it. He said, how do you tell if you can afford something? He said, if you can buy 2 of them. Right? I think that's a practical way to to gauge.
So, when plenty comes in your life, have you seen that meme of there will be signs? There will be what? There will be signs. Just see, you come to church, you are coming with someone holding your bags. Just though, brother has arrived. Brother Clinton, like, there is a way you come with the Uber, you tell the guy, wait for me until service ends. There was a what? You tell him, Matato jam mulido. The people acted like that, actually. And I think sometimes that's why sudden money is bad. When you grow with the money, or when the money grows gradually, people have some little bit of control, as opposed to when, boom, you wake up the next day, you are millionaire. You get excited. Amen. So, save the surplus. Look at this. Proverbs 21:20. This is a very nice proverb. Everybody open Twitter and underline it if you can. Proverbs 21, verse 20. Are we there? Are we all there? The King James says, "It's treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man spendeth it up." Oh yes, the precious treasure and oil are in a wise man's dwelling, but a foolish man devours it. This proverb literally actually means that a wise man stores, has some precious things he has stored, like treasured oil, treasure and oil. But a foolish man, everything as it comes in, he does what? He spends it all. In fact, the word is devours. You know, sometimes some people can act like they're allergic to money. It enters today. I've ever found someone's like they are on a race to finish the money. Just like, you know, like you said, like there are some things that you from your home which keep telling you spend. Pressure. You can't stay in one place. Anyway, that's a sign of foolishness. Wise people always have something they have left. I've held back. And some of you don't know, money has power. That thing has power. It is true. It changes people. Remember say that? But I'm seeing the evidence shows that, right? Both the people who are around you and yourself. All of a sudden, you had no joke in your life at all. You are the funniest person. Number two, these are the practical ways, right? The principle of reserve. How many of you have heard of this saying? When you can afford to fly, drive, or run, and when you can afford to run, walk, right? Always try to abase yourself. The principle of reserve. Always trying to reserve something. Never use 100% of your capacity. Again, remember, we're trying to reserve for future posterity. 100% of your finances, 100% of your time, 100% of your energy. Learn to live a reserve. Amen. Because tomorrow is also what? Tomorrow is there. So you maintain the margins for emergencies and opportunities. What would be a practical way of maintaining an energy reserve or not spending all your energy? Back then, you maybe come for service,
Therefore, we spend all the energy in praise and worship.
Yeah, you sweat everything. Now, it's the time for the teaching has started here. Or they call you for an older prayer meeting in the first hour. Hela payada saka, Father!
30 minutes.
So learn to what? Manage your energy. You reserve your tank.
A few weeks back, we went for a marathon for a certain school. And they flagged us off. Some young people started.
15 minutes later, I found them walking and looking for borders.
Learn to manage your My God. We ran like this. We came from Chanja. Learn to manage your. Number three. You're going to like this one. Avoid fake luxury.
Fake what? Luxury. That's how you know luxury.
Luxury.
Avoid fake. Let me do Nevi kufuke na chini akavasi.
Osura mu apartment, uri abinyewa.
Some of you don't never watch that video. I laughed.
Amen. Fake what? Your goal in life cannot be luxury, expensive living. That's too vain. Here's what I find, and I stand to be corrected. I find that many, I've seen variety of issues that people have, especially which bleed into such things, come from a position of some kind of identity issue or esteem issues. You get? I cannot stress enough how important it is, even in yourself, please try to find your identity and your definition in the Lord. Do you know, I don't dress for people. I could be wrong, but it has never happened. I don't dress for people. I don't do such things for people. If I buy a good thing and I put it on, it's because of me. I like it. I find it nice. I'm really not trying to impress anyone. It's difficult to impress people. It's expensive. Because now you're going to buy an expensive earring and somebody will not see it. Then you'll feel somehow like, yeah? Meanwhile, do you know another person could buy an expensive because they like it? You're going to wear a label. You keep walking around trying to show people. I tell here, Bambi in Uganda, that people have zero labor awareness. Very few people, let me ask you, very few people, even ladies, very few of you can know the difference between a 5 million shillings bag and a 500,000 shillings bag. Isn't it? Very few of you could tell the difference, gentlemen, between a $10,000 watch and a watch of 200K Ugandan shillings. Did you know that? So, imagine you bought it for people. Now I'm here walking around with my new watch, Clinton is not seeing it. Amen. And for some of us who love jewelry, jewelry can have grades properly. Example, your ring is. Do you know how much this ring is? how much?
That's not the point.
Now imagine I bought for you to realize, because you are putting on the latest. So please avoid fake luxury. Don't live beyond your means to impress people. You're taking, somebody stole a plate from Java's to take a photo to show that they are eating at Java's every week. I think that is too much pressure. Those are the things which drive people into trouble. Now you're going to borrow to try to maintain a lifestyle you lied you had. Again, God is not opposed to beautiful things, to good things, to classy things. I like those. But you know, even at every level, there's a level of class you can afford at that level. Amen. So, until you can afford them, you wait. You grow there. And enjoy the ones you can put on now. Just go get something nice you love, you like, and you can afford. Once in a while, you can spoil yourself. Again, there's nothing wrong with that. Spoil yourself. Now Christmas is coming. Buy yourself something nice. Not at the expense of the rest of your life. So that until March, we are in October. You got a man, TV, the TV you bought in. You get it? Uh-huh. Everybody say, we are contributing for. Now, my Nakagula TV. So it's just wisdom. Right? iPhone 17 is expensive, isn't it? But there are people who can afford it. And your boyfriend can't. It should be... Okay. If they bring 12, don't slap them. So what is this? Banang value 17 or they say 12. How many years are those? 30, 40, 50, 60. You don't love me. Would you force someone to go to what's that fancy place? Near Fairway, the other side up, what was it called again? Fontis. Eh? Because you saw an influencer. You tell Chikomeko, Fontis. It's going to come, you look at the beer, Arabeko, they think the Granabako, the meat is 90k. Agame Chichi? Nyama Yamutu? You're forcing someone to react because of what? Meanwhile, they can go to somewhere where they can say, take away, and it's what? 20. Now you are going to judge the man in our way. Everything you are saying. You know when you go to a restaurant and you can't afford it, you eat on pressure. You don't got to. You don't have to. You can go and buy streetwise too and eat it with joy of heart. Kakati. If the person you want says in the city are streetwise, there is no pressure, there is no, nobody should feel. It is what? It's because now I'm wearing a You've seen a lady, she looks expensive. You also attack. Your house you're staying in is 300k. But you have to buy this September, now was there because you are bold in the Lord. Mm-mm. You know, sometimes, and I'm telling you guys, for me, even before I got married, this is some of the wisdom I had. There's a lady I would look at and I say,
I may have the words to make her laugh, but I don't have a wallet to sustain the relationship. So you bite lower at your weight category. In boxing, there are weight categories. Eh? I love boxing. When it's about quality, lightweight, you want to go to heavyweight. Don't say love is blind. First start to see and... Are you listening to me? Don't say they are kuzalawaring me because I have money. Oh, do you mind? There is one who wants to kuzalawa you. And she's just looking for someone who is working. Who's showing responsibility. The problem, they have lied to some of you gentlemen. You think, and especially gentlemen, there are too many good ladies. You just don't like to open your eyes. You want these ones who are on Instagram. The girls just, you went through her Instagram. She was in Dubai last week. She was in what? You don't even have a passport. But that's the one you want to date. Why? You will get headache for nothing. Let me tell you. One of the things I value in my life is peace. Don't even get their numbers. Leave them. Leave. Don't. You can only connect to a church. You are praying to God. Hey, sister. Hey, God bless you. Bye, bye. Walk with your brother Clinton. You know, you are still struggling with. You see, this is why you get angry for no reason. You still have to ask little man, you know, to. Now you want to attack somebody who. They are not. You are the one who is a clay digger who's looking for gold. No, but you know, it may be funny, but this is something even me personally I did. So I didn't have to borrow my friends something to show my now wife that I am mad. I didn't have to borrow any car to go for a date. Never did. It had to akubanga border. Nagamba bye bye. I think I need to subi the transport. Kubana hangi na lisi muina. I don't know why you chota ina. It's not because, you see, that's how also now you women, you are calling us stingy. But a person who doesn't have what to give can't be stingy. Can't even go waiting. Like my mom will say, Nessa, I'm going to go waiting. Someone sang, Havanonya kabambule. Some people all they have is Jesus. So, don't try to show off. Don't try to be something you are not. Now, you can pretend and attract someone who is attracted to what you pretended to be. And sometimes this is how problems start in relationships and they end up in marriage. Because someone is, now we blame the people, but sometimes somebody say, this is not what I expected. This is not the picture he gave me. I know somebody very close, something like that has happened. There's problems in relationships because somebody pretended to be something they are not. Now you reach the marriage, people are expecting you to come back home with meat, you're coming back with butiko. Butiko is a catching straight. Butiko is mushrooms. Eggplants. I love that thing for me, by the way. Ntula. But, you know, don't act.
Have a good proverb. Proverbs 13:7. Oh, you're going to love this one. Again, everybody open to this proverb. Proverbs just have all these life scenario things. Proverbs 13:7. Quickly. Another one to underline for you. Are we there? Come on, Proverbs is easy. That's where we have been. I'm ready. One pretends to be rich, yet has nothing. Another pretends to be poor, yet has great wealth. Now again, some people do it because they have been taught you have to act where you want to be. Oh, bro. Bajja kusiba. Someone has told you a testimony how they went to a restaurant. They had nothing to eat. And then they ordered food. And they are there just speaking in tongues, asking the Lord. And then somebody just stood up and said, bro, Dave, let them. Now, yeah, I think for me, the wife here embarrassment. I don't know how I can do some things. There are things I feel like even if God told me, I would need like 3 signs. To be embarrassed now. Is there anybody like me? I have to enter and I've checked all the money. The one I have, I know there's one in the guy, mobile money, SIM query, you know. How do you enter a restaurant to eat by faith? Faith, Simina. Sister, Simina. You're pretending to be wealthy. You're sleeping in a hotel of 1 million a night by faith. Because you must. There's what they call it. What's that thing? You're making your faith or something like that. Whatever it is, you're going above to show your faith. Man, what would happen? Whereby, okay, even if you're building your faith. Do you have 3 people you can call to bail you out when the faith is not built? Amen. Somebody said, I just, you know, one day asked for a visa, got on a plane to go to France. I had nowhere to go, I just went. That is not wise. Do you know, even if the Lord told you or me to do that thing, I wouldn't come and I talk about it here. Because that's something personal which can cause another person to try to do the same thing and they'll hit shipwreck. So there are personal things the Lord has challenged me to do. I don't share them publicly. Because I know Christians, especially our charismatic Pentecostal brothers, they are going to take that thing and they also feel like God is telling them to do it. Amen? But it is not wise to do. Proverbs 12:9. So one pretends to be rich, but is what? Has nothing. Don't be that one. Eh? That one is an unwise one. Is foolish. Proverbs 12:9. Better to be lowly and have a servant than play great man and lack bread. This is a proverb, really. I'm not making this up. Better to what? To be lowly and have a servant than to play great man, emoji, and lack bread. So people say, by faith, they go rent big hotels. Things fail, you have debts, churches are closing because someone just wanted to put up an appearance. Please, avoid a fake lifestyle. Turn to your neighbor and say, avoid fake lifestyle. Because what you show us, we want to keep seeing it. Hey, you have to what? Maintain it. So avoid. Sometimes people want to help you, they want to help you, but you are living a fake life. So they don't think you need help. Yet you need what? Secondly, build assets over consuming them. Build assets. So assets are these things in your life that generate value. They appreciate in value. Okay? Or they get you income. Things like land, investments, your skills. Your education can be an asset. Your business can be an asset. Try to have more of this in your life as possible. Then liabilities are those things that drain money. They drain money from you, or they depreciate with time. Things like loans, debt, you know, your lifestyle. Those things that can take money from you. Even things like a car can become very huge liabilities. Now, a car could be both an asset or a liability, but it depends what it's doing. Then you may have consumables. What you spend on entertainment, fancy meals, temporary pleasure. This is something you use and it quickly depletes. Okay? Now, how many of you have heard of something called net worth? How many of you know your net worth? Your net worth is here. Yegwe. Right? You're saying your net worth is what? Now, your net worth is you get what you have as assets and you remove your liabilities and maybe your consumables, and what you remain with is your net worth. Reality. So what is your net worth? What do you have? So you try to build your net worth. How are you trying to build your net worth? You must increase your asset base as you reduce your liabilities. Young people, you can do it. You are single. You earn 400k, 500k. Enyumba yebisenge bibiri okola mu yati. Obisula muddi. Sleep over. Kati kika kajanja kengamba. Especially single man. Get a single room. Or you co-rent. I don't know why we don't do a lot of co-renting in our culture, by the way. You have bad manners. Okay, you will pay for with your money. But you can co-rent. Some of you have not been chased from home. You have comfortable homes. There are rooms there. There is food there. You are running. I want my private. I need my No, you don't. Especially, someone was saying, you come from your home. They have given you a boy's quarter to stay in your own, this pressure of. Now you build your money, build your things. Then you move out when you're ready. You move out when you're because of pressure. My father was telling us that he left home before even he was 18. He said that 18 I had already married. Yeah. The dad, bro, that's your generation. Now, a person at 18 could be ready, but majority of us at 18. But try to do something so that you prepare to leave. Not to just leave for. Ladies, if you have a home you're coming from, a good home, there's even no need to rush and leave. It's good. It would be good if they find you from your home to take you to another home. That's valuable. Now, I'm not saying if it's impractical, it's okay. Circumstances can be different. I'm not saying this is set in stone. But I find that sometimes people are on pressure to just. If then you say, oh, where are you staying? Chinawataka. Or something like, oh, what's this place called? And then you fear because people talk about you and you want to move into China. Go change your money. If you can't afford a house in Chanja, don't go to live in Chanja. Amen. So, again, you're trying to reduce what takes out money from you and trying to increase avenues that bring in money. Guys, please start early. Start early to plan these things. If your father gives you a piece of land in the village, don't first rush to sell it. That's an asset which appreciate. Don't say, ah, you ne wala. You said it to buy a boda boda. That's a very bad thinking. Amen. I'm telling you, everybody at your level where you are, try to get something that brings in money to you, even if you're still in school. So the challenge now is think about it. What can I do at my level, with my experience, with my skills, that can bring money to me? The more sources of income I have, the better. And you can start small. You don't need much money to start building assets. You can start small. Consistency matters more than amount. Right? So you don't ask yourself, what can I do? You go and find out what you can do. And these days you don't even have things like AI. You can go, I am like this and like this and this. Tell me something I can do. You know, you can go and... Do you know AI helps people to brainstorm? How many of you knew that? You go to AI and start to brainstorm. You can't even tell it, okay, I am these years old, this is my experience. If I wanted to build my asset base, help me through the process of what I could do, ask me questions and so on and so forth. And you go along. There are conversation mods. Do you know that thing will help you? You know AI can change your life. Some of us have just not started using it. So you brainstorm with it. What could I do? Amen? You guys, learn to invest early. Learn now. Learn to invest. Learn the different ways you can grow your income. That's the problem you have. That same money can be invested. I told you, learn how to work with percentages. Okay? If I say, of all the income is money that is coming in. Of all the money I get, what if I plan to invest 20%? So if it is 20K, that's what? 1,000? Okay, so 1,000 is investment. Now, exactly. So, good question. So, you're saying I can't invest 1,000. Let me start to accumulate it. And you can invest 1,000. You see, there's something like MTN can allow you to put 1,000 to multiply. Are you listening? So, get wisdom! All your time you use it in nonsense, but there are some things you can use to grow yourself. Stop watching these gossiping people on TV. Get some time to just learn things. Just go to YouTube. New things. If you feed the algorithm right, you're just learning new music, new lyrics, new art. Can you just set some time aside to just catch up with the world? Please. Please, when you're younger, you always think you have more time. That's the problem. You wake up one day, you guys who are still in high school, you're going to wake up one day and you're 30. Don't joke. But it's only people who just wake up one day and they're 30. Who just wake up one day and they're 30. God forbid, you wake up one day and you're 30 with 3 children. You just now start to wait for Jesus to come back. Now, that's how you start going to all the cult places because they are promising you. Do you know you can wake up one day and favor has taken you where? That's why in Africa we feel such places. Because we have been careless. We have been irresponsible with our time. We have been irresponsible with our money. So we wake up one day when you're 35 and you're waiting for supernatural speed. Listen to me, you teenagers. Don't play around, oh. You think 10 years is long? You come one day here and you're 25. But you can do something now and you can do it early. I've told you, learn hand skills. You can never go wrong with those things. You know, the whole world could go away. Well, they were living post-apocalypse. There is no internet. There is no electricity. But people with hand skills would still be necessary. My wife was showing me this lady she follows. She's called the cooking nurse. Some of you know the cooking nurse. She was an actual nurse. I was asking my, how many things can she cook? Just going through her Instagram, she says she can cook everything. And she's self-taught. But she's making a lot of money. I was seeing video after video, which are in Runyankore. It doesn't matter. She has a skill. She just won't put it on. They are recording it. You think there will ever be a time where that skill is not needed? You told me she holds classes which 150,000 per class, per person. You are there. You don't want to learn anything. You're waiting for God to. God can come and take you from the back to the front. Wonderful. While you're waiting for God to take you from the back to the front, you better be honing something. I'm very serious, guys, on this. Young people, start early. In Africa, to wow. Then you start to look for a miracle. Within this church, ask people. Start asking people. Maybe if you fear me, go and ask people who are older. What did you start with? What did you start? Now, think long term. Proverbs 13:11. Wealth gained hastily will dwindle, but whoever gathers little by little will increase it. Hey, time has gone. Whoever gathers little by little will increase it. So think about this. Think about long term generosity. Think about what? Not generosity. Think about the long term. Very few things revolutionized my life like thinking long term. What do I mean? I told my friends this. I remember telling them 10 years ago. I told them, what kind of ministers would we be 10 years from now? Let's start working on it now. That thing changed my life. When you think like that, you value daily habits and consistency. When you think this ball out of the park style, one day, boom, chija kwabika. One day, echabika chibimba mpola. Mpola. Guys, don't just think about the home runs. You know what home runs are? Let's think about these simple incremental steps. Showing up, consistency, being there, building a skill, learning, growing, reading, practice. What? You know, not that long from now, somebody will be there asking, this young man, how does he know this? Where did he come from? Where has he gone? He just emerged. God just pushed him up. But there must be years of diligence. There must be years of. Ask yourself, 5 years. What kind of person am I going to be in 5 years if I continue spending like this? If I continue living like this? Right now, there's an advantage you may have, which may be taken away from you. Capitalize on it. For instance, if you're staying with someone for free right now, will you be staying for free in 5 years? What can I do? Am I building something that will support my future family? If I died now, will I leave an inheritance or I will leave debt? Oh, just come to your parents and say, Dave, not what to mind. Why people have money? They say, Dave has our money. Proverbs 13:22. A good man, let me just stop here, leaves an inheritance to his children. To his children's children. Be wise. Be what? Be wise.